You don't speak English with an accent? You speak French. I grew up in Canada. They have French there. And yeah, in Montreal. I don't get all of nationality with me, all right? I'm from Toronto. It's different. It's... Oh, Montreal! See, they probably teach you, like, nice French in Senegal. In Canada, the French is not sexy at all.
Match preview at Montreal Impact.
Yeah, it's the first edition of the 401 Derby here in 2016. Revenge may be on the line for TFC. We'll discuss that. And we'll discuss much, much more here on the TFC Pitch Side Match Preview. I'm Dan Riccio. At DanRiccio590 is where you can find me on the Twitterverse as we go through this match preview here today. We'll do Remember When. We'll do Did You Know. We'll look back at last season. I know it's going to be painful for all of us. And the three keys to the game for TFC as they visit Montreal, their seventh road game to start the season. And they'll finally finish up in Portland before coming back home to face FC Dallas, the top team in MLS right now, on May the 7th. Of course, we'll have match previews dropping every Friday for all of those matches as well. But let's get into this with Montreal. And the Impact got a comeback victory last week in Chicago, helped out by substitute Didier Drogba, scores just 6 minutes after coming onto the pitch, and then talismanic midfielder Nacho Piatti scores pretty much in injury time. A beautiful goal. They're the two goals that are finalists for MLS Goal of the Week. And Montreal get their second consecutive victory, fourth in six games. They are tops in the Eastern Conference. Meantime, your Toronto FC come off their second win of the season after reaching their goal of 8 points from eight games on this road trip. Though now the talk this week has been that they are searching for more here in the final two of this road trip. Let's head on to the trainer's table and a couple of injuries for both squads. Montreal has two players out. Andres Romero out long-term with a torn ACL. Cam Porter has a hamstring, while Victor Cabrera, their new center back, is questionable. Toronto, well, Benoit Cheru, we learned, out for 3 to 5 weeks this week with a quad strain. Clément Simonin continues to rehab his knee injury. Tsubasa Endo, though, looks like he will make his return to at least the bench this weekend for TFC in his first 401 derby. Now, we were supposed to have a special thing for you on this TFC pitch side match preview. I tweeted it out earlier today at DanRiccio590. We worked all week, really, to try and get somebody from Montreal onto the show. We started out with Harry Shipp, one of their new players, coming in the offseason with a trade from the Chicago Fire. That didn't work out. We were told we would have Dominic Aduro on the show, the former TFC man, obviously now playing for the Impact and playing pretty well, to be quite honest. And we like Dom. We do. We like him from his time here with TFC. But unfortunately, a little bit later in the day, while we were at TFC training, no less, we were informed that Dom was not going to join us on the show here tonight. So we're pretty upset about that, and we also found out that Dom maybe made a little bit of a prediction for Montreal as they did a promo for this game. Let's listen in. Here's Dominic Aduro promoing Montreal's first game at Stade Saputo this year.
Hi, Impact fans. This is Dominic Aduro. I urge you guys to come on Saturday, the game against Toronto. You know, it's a rivalry game, 4 p.m., it's going to be nice, I heard. I think so. Looking at the weather right now, it looks like it's going to stay the same. 11 degrees, I think 60 degrees if you're from the United States, if you know what I'm talking about. Come out, bring your shades. I have mine right now. This is how it's going to be. Put it on. Watch us play Toronto FC. It's going to be a good game, and you know we're going to win. So come out there, have fun, support us. Let's have fun. Peace out.
Dom, first off, you're pretty much guaranteeing a win there. That's what I heard. I'm not sure TFC fans would like that. Second off, your Celsius to Fahrenheit conversions, not all that great. But more importantly, we as Canadians don't give a damn about Fahrenheit, so it doesn't really matter. Why you would even bring that up is just beyond me, because it's two Canadian teams in this game. And it's the 401 Derby, and like we said, we like Dom. We're not sure why he's not coming on the show here tonight, but maybe we do have a bit of a challenge in store here. And you guys can promote the show, and you guys can also tweet Montreal Impact on Twitter and let them know that Oduro made a guarantee. And if he wants to make that guarantee, he has to show up somewhere to answer the bell if it doesn't go through. So we here at TFC Pitchside are hoping that we can make something happen. If Montreal loses this game, we think Dominic Oduro should come on the show Monday, and we'll figure out something. Maybe I'll have to wear an Impact jersey to the home opener, or I'll have to wear an Impact jersey to the first leg of the Canadian Championship here at BMO Field. I'll oblige if TFC lose this game in Montreal, which is certainly more likely with Montreal really flying right now, and also the home team in this match. So there's a little challenge for the Montreal Impact and Dominic Oduro here on TFC Pitchside. I'm Dan Riccio, and all you listeners, hope you do get out there and inform the Impact of this challenge. We will as well. Look, no matter the circumstance in this game and the place in the standings, a derby match always has more meaning than any other match on the calendar. Montreal, at least during the regular season, playoffs, playoff implications not included. But Montreal they've never won a match at MLS, an MLS match at BMO Field. That's one of like the few big positive things that TFC can always go home with through their first nine season, and this being season number 10. The way last year ended, it really left a bad taste in the minds of fans, but also the team. This match, is it a must win for the Reds? But for fans, it's going to feel like it, and I understand that. In the standings, it may have no matter. We're still so early in the season. But here's the thing. Montreal and Toronto, really early on this season, they're looking like two of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. I know it's early, six games in. But who in the East has consistently looked better? TFC's two losses weren't horrible performances. Bad refereeing decisions tipped the scale in their opponent's hands in both of those losses. KC, the Brad Davis goal, probably shouldn't have happened. And then in Colorado, who knows what happens if TFC don't see Benoit Cheyroux sent off. As for Montreal, they've got two losses on the season as well. One of them at the league's best team in FC Dallas. Nothing really to worry about there. I mean, there's a lot of teams who are going to lose at FC Dallas this year. It's also a 1-0 loss at Seattle, who haven't really picked up so far this season. But that was a game that Montreal played very well. They kind of dominated the stat sheet despite being on the road. They just couldn't finish any of their chances. But they're four wins, two losses, and Didier Drogba has only made two appearances, both substitute appearances at that. These could very well be the two better teams in the Eastern Conference. So you throw that on top of this being a derby match. Throw on top of that Montreal could be 8 points ahead of TFC through seven games this season. There's certainly some early season meaning to this match outside of the fact that it is a rivalry game. And every time these two teams meet, their respective fan bases want to get the 3 points. Last year, Montreal knocked Toronto out of the Canadian Championship on aggregate, much to the dismay of TFC's favorite, the fireworks guy. I remember being at the stadium and, it was 3-2 win. But after the game, it wasn't a win because TFC were knocked out of the tournament. Montreal was going to go on to the final to play the Vancouver Whitecaps. And yet, the TFC fireworks guy let the pyro go off. Hey, happy day, TFC won. Let's all dance to celebrate. No, No, we can't celebrate because it's a win, but it's also a loss. So hopefully the fireworks guy will know better when these two meet again in the Canadian Championship come June at BMO Field. TFC, they won both of their MLS ties against Montreal at BMO, but as we know, the Reds sucked at Stade Saputo. The final game of the season, they lost, meaning they didn't get home field advantage in that playoff game. And then, well, yeah, we're going to play the audio. Montreal handed it, gave them the boots to TFC in their first ever playoff game.
Here's Piatti. He has Drogba wide right. He has Bernier in the middle, and it's played through to Patrice Bernier. Bernier! It's the Canadian who gets the first goal for Montreal. It's Piatti. Ignacio Piatti! He gets the goal. His performance has deserved a magnificent first 33 minutes from Piatti into the path of Patrice Bernier. Bernier cleared off the line by Morrow. Still Patrice Bernier for Montreal. All the way to Drogba. It's three for Montreal Impact. Didier Drogba buries it.
My hands were frozen. I was upset that I made the road trip to Montreal to cover the game. And not only, like, that was the day Alex Anthopoulos left the Blue Jays, so the amount of coverage I was allowed to give was probably less than I had originally anticipated. And on top of that, TFC got their asses handed to them, to put it lightly. And that's kind of where we're going with our three keys to the game. We'll get to that in just a second, how TFC could prevent that from happening once again. But that loss does go into what this game means for TFC fans. And this is going to be Will Johnson's first ever 401 derby, but he's a guy who understands very well how fan bases feel about these types of games, playing in the Portland-Seattle derby and other derbies as well. So he knows what is at stake in this very big 401 derby.
First and foremost, we're in a good spot. We feel good about where we are in terms of the trip going into this game. So I think we're positive looking at it that way. Obviously, I think there's an axe to grind from our side with our club because of what happened last year in the last two games of the season. And obviously, the supporters always take it very personally with these rivalry games. Obviously, I've been a part of one in Salt Lake in Colorado, and then Portland and Seattle is also a pretty good rivalry. And so I understand what these mean to the fans and to the clubs. And even though I wasn't here at the end of last year, I still take pride in what it means to be red versus blue.
What it means to be red versus blue. And that stuck with me when Will Johnson said that, because, look, this is a rivalry that goes beyond the field of play. It translates to any sport that Toronto and Montreal play in, whether it be CFL, whether it be the NHL. It's a rivalry game. There is more than just the two teams playing in it. It goes beyond that. It goes into political feelings for, well, since the beginning of Canada, French Canada against Anglo Canada. All of these different types of things go into what a derby match like this means to their respective clubs and to the respective fan bases. And I really feel like, although Will Johnson hasn't yet played in a 401 derby, he already understands what's at stake here for TFC in this match. As for Greg Vanney, he also knows what's at stake, and he knows his team can't put out a similar performance to what they did in that playoff game. There has to be a sign of growth. This isn't a must-win for TFC, but it's a big game to show that they are different from where they were last year, especially now that Montreal is considered one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Here's Greg Vanney on what Montreal brings to the table.
I think they're a well-balanced team. They've got good, solid defensive group. They're very good in possession. I think they've done a good job in the games that we've watched of If you give them time on the ball, they'll secure it and they'll move it around. And they have a lot of players who are, like I said, interchangeable. And of their front four, there's a lot of mobility there and different guys showing up in different spots. And they're able to also, I think, hit you on the counterattack. I think they can, if you leave yourself exposed, they're not opposed to getting out quickly and getting numbers and moving forward fast. And we've seen that Piatti's a good orchestrator of the transition and making good decisions in transition. And obviously they've got guys who can move. So I think they're a well-balanced team, both defensively and offensively. And, you know, they're a good opponent. I think, you know, we have to find the areas that we want to find on the field that we think we can create some problems for them. And again, make sure we stay organized defensively. I think it's going to be a great game.
It should be a great game. And again, even MLS Soccer is billing this as two of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. If you go on MLS Soccer's website, they're calling it a form of Clash of the Titans. So a lot of people starting to believe that these could be two of the very best teams in the MLS Eastern Conference, and more just at stake than just the derby match. But of course, that is first priority among all of us here at TFC Pitchside. The history between these two teams, it's pretty lengthy, but let's look mainly and focus on since Montreal came into MLS in 2012. The series stands like this. All competitions, TFC have 8 wins, Montreal has 7, and there have been 5 draws between the two. Though, since 2012, TFC have just 2 wins at Stade Saputo. In total, 5 red cards handed out between these two since 2012. And obviously, it's that heated rivalry that gets everybody going. But how about a little remember when? And this goes past 2012. And really, it remains as one of the most incredible nights in TFC's history. I'll set the stage for you. The Voyageurs Cup on the line. Reds needed to win by 4 or more to lift the trophy or see it handed to Vancouver, who was awaiting an NASL match with Montreal later that weekend. So they're all there in MTL for this Voyageurs Cup game midweek. Vancouver set to play Montreal at the weekend, but they could lift the trophy on that night. And, well, TFC had to actually obliterate the Impact in this game. They went down 1-0, and everybody's like, this is over. Nope. The rest of the night is now known as the miracle in Montreal.
Punched out. Not really punched out. They've got one. Di Rosario has equalized for Toronto. Didi can't get there. Di Rosario. Shot deflected. Goal! Di Rosario has 2. Here's Di Rosario. Montreal were pushing up, but they misplayed that one. Di Rosario! He's got 3. Guevara. And Guevara has made it 4. It's a good one. And they've got it. They put it in. 4 minutes of added time, and we're into that now. And Toronto threatening here. Ibrahim. There's Barrett. Flicks it back to Guevara. Guevara! Guevara! Is that the clincher? 2 from him tonight. 6-1 Toronto. And there is the final whistle. An unbelievable night in Montreal.
Jerry Dobson, the call on Sportsnet. It was known as the Neutralite Canadian Championship back then. Of course, now it's the Amway Canadian Championship. But we all call it the Voyageurs Cup, and rightly so. 6-1, the final at Stade Saputo. Diro actually went into the crowd, celebrated with the traveling TFC fans. First Voyageurs Cup for TFC, and forever known as the miracle in Montreal. Did you know the recently retired Davey Arnaud scored the first MLS goal for MTL on St. Paddy's Day 2012? Came against the Chicago Fire. Damo Duro actually scored the equalizing goal for Chicago in that game, a 1-1 draw. Marco DeVaio is the team's first ever designated player. He's still their all-time leading scorer with 40. Nacho Piatti is 20 back on the active roster. Didier Drogba, he's got 3 goals in 2 matches against TFC. He needs one more to tie DeVaio for the club record versus the Reds. And Drogba, of course, has 13 goals with the club already. And really less than a season's play. Georges St-Pierre, he will ring the Northern Star bell at Stade Saputo this weekend. It will be their first game at Stade Saputo this season, as the previous home games have been played at Olympic Stadium.
Major key alert.
I'm Dan Riccio, TFC Pitch Side. It's time for the Major Key Alert. Your three games, or three keys, I should say, to TFC getting a result at Stade Saputo this weekend. First off, provide support for Betashore at the right back position. Montreal, third in the league when it comes to attacks down the left side. Piatti often finds himself out there, and if you look back to the playoff loss, I'm telling you, I had a front row seat to the Piatti show and Jackson's final game in a TFC shirt. Like, if that was Jackson's only game in a TFC shirt, there's no way he's coming back this season. Like, he looked that bad. There was nothing that was stopping Jackson from coming back to TFC after that nightmare of a night that he had. So Piatti was attacking like a madman down the left. Jackson looked completely lost. TFC had no support in central defense. Josh Williams had, of course, Ahmed Kantari next to him with Damien Perkey hurt. And we all know how bad Kantari worked out. TFC have to support each other in defense. And often, you can see them do that this year. They swarm. They collapse the ball when needed. As good as Betashore has been this season, he's going to need support in stopping Piatti, who's been that good so far this year. And more of a reason why Montreal is 4 wins in 6 games than Didier Drogba. Greg Vanney's tactics, that's key number two, because if he sticks with that 4-4-2, it could be a dangerous, dangerous game. As we saw with New England a couple of weeks ago, when you're up against a 4-2-3-1, it's nearly suicide to start with a 4-4-2. Vanney, he's made a good habit of making proper in-game adjustments. I want to see him get it right from the start here at Stade Saputo. And thirdly, make the most of your set pieces, TFC. The Impact have allowed 4 goals this season from a set piece. 1 from a free kick, thank you Mauro Diaz of FC Dallas. Another from an indirect free kick, and 2 from corners. Only 2 goals have come in open play against Montreal. A typical road result involves solid D and converting on your set pieces. This would be a perfect time for TFC to do that right here in the 401 Derby. The return matches, Voyageurs Cup, June 1st at BMO, June 8th at Stade Saputo, and MLS returns August 27th at BMO Field. It's also Toronto Metro's Croatia Heritage Series night. So there's going to be a Heritage Series all throughout the summer with TFC, 4 different matches. That is one of them, Toronto Metro's Croatia being celebrated that night for their 40th anniversary of their big win. All right, that's it for us. Remember, TFC already won the first leg of the 401 Derby, kind of, with TFC 2 beating FC Montreal a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure you're all hoping for another big result from the Reds. Also, finally, remember, we challenged Dom Oduro. If Montreal loses this match, we want Dom Oduro on the show this Monday after he guaranteed a win with their promo there. So get out, talk to Montreal Impact on Twitter, and do so with me as well at Dan Riccio 590. Enjoy the match. We're back Monday to recap everything.
I'm here now, they've been waiting for me. Since I was 15, now I'm yellow, 100 miles and running. Easy coming, easy go, that's why I work to midnight. I'm out of town, shirty, very dirty on the turnpike. My piss clean, I caught a case of heavens to the best. The lawyer said don't smoke, I'm like, good luck, boo, to keep me blessed. I'm buying Nike stock when I see these checks. Motivate.
Oh, Montreal.
Bigger than me, I know that. I might go back to my.
Oh, Montreal.
Bring the throwback, that's a throwback. Yeah.
Watch him out.
Boy, you try to talk like you know something. My competition is myself, therefore I ain't worried about no one. Not a soul, pot of gold, looking like a.
Oh, Montreal.
Let your mind leave you behind yourself. You playing catch up, boy, that's your blood. Cause I done blew inside my mind since I first wrote a rhyme. Y'all all late. Rappers be stuck in the booth, I'm all state. They imposter, steak and lobster, serve my turf at a way of chopping next to Oprah at the opera. Okay.
If you had everything you ever want right in front of me, what's it gonna be? Lights or the drugs or the girls, finally drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
drive.